Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah. And the topic is, why do they turn to extremism? Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah, we bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And we bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. May Allah's peace, blessings, and mercy be upon him, his family, his companions, and all who follow him. To proceed, I advise you, servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For the Almighty has said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. And whoever fears Allah, he will make for him ease in his matter. O believers, extremism is a dangerous disease and a widespread evil. When it affects a society, it shakes its very foundations, robs it of safety and tranquility, leads to the shedding of blood, the violation of honor, and the seizure of wealth, and the disruption of public order, and the loss of religious, human, and moral deterrents. In the Arabic language, tatarruf, extremism, is derived from taking the edges of matters. The extremist takes from religion only its outer edges, deviating from its balance and moderation, ignoring its essence and core, turning away from its objectives and universals, in thoughts and behavior, in word and deed, whether by excess or neglect. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala halaka al-mutanatti'un, Ala halaka al-mutanatti'un, Ala halaka al-mutanatti'un. Indeed, those who go to extremes will perish. Indeed, those who go to extremes will perish. Indeed, those who go to extremes will perish. Servants of Allah, among the causes of a person's extremism and deviation is taking his religious knowledge from just anyone and being deceived by every speaker. A true believer should be wise and discerning, intelligent and thoughtful, not swayed by flashy phrases or glittering words from those who cloak themselves in the garb of religion while cutting apart the text of the two revelations, the Quran and the Sunnah. How then can he fall prey to the doubts and fallacies of extremists? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us strongly against them, describing the Khawarij and those who resemble them among the people of extremism, terrorism and destruction. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, سَيَكُونُ بَعْدِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي قَوْمٌ يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ لَا يُجَاوِرُ حُلُوقَهُمْ. There will emerge from my ummah people who will recite the Quran, but it will not go beyond their throats. Meaning, they don't understand its meanings nor grasp its objectives. يَمْرُقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ كَمَا يَمْرُقُ السَّهْمُ مِنَ الرَّمِيَّةِ. They will pass through religion as an arrow passes through its target. ثُمَّ لَا يَعُودُونَ فِيهِ. And they will never return to it. هُمْ شِرَارُ الْخَلْقِ وَالْخَلِيقَةِ. They are the worst of creatures. These are the ones to whom the words of Allah Most High apply. الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أولئك هم الخاسرون. Those who break the covenant of Allah after contracting it and sever what Allah has commanded to be joined and cause corruption on earth, it is they who are the losers. As the Sahabi Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, they are truly losers, for they distorted the verses from their proper context, served them from their intended settings, and interpreted them in ways other than what Allah meant, seeking to lead people astray from the religion and its mercy, to divert them from its purity and wisdom, and to tear apart the fabric and unity of their society. Thus, the words of Allah Most High are fulfilled regarding them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Indeed, those who have divided their religion and become sects, you, O Muhammad, are not associated with them in anything. And as Allah Almighty said, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. So when they deviated, Allah caused their hearts to deviate. Abu Umama al-Bahili, may Allah be pleased with him, said, they are the Khawarij, humul Khawarij. O believers, among the methods by which those with extremist ideologies seize the minds of youth is by stirring their emotions, making them despair of their Lord's mercy, then distorting the concept of repentance and its path, magnifying current events, adopting conspiracy theory, evoking a sense of victimhood, and playing on the strings of heroism and sacrifice. They do this through ideologically charged short clips, through vindictive chants, electronic games, poisonous tweets, and the misuse of distorted concepts of terms such as jihad, hakimiyya, khilafa, takfir, jahiliyya, and anything that opposes the concept of the national state, inciting members of society against their homeland and urging rebellion against its leadership. So let our youth be on guard and let them be alert to the dangers spread by these deviants, and let them hold firmly to obedience to their Lord, their Prophet, and the leader of their state. O believers, a strong and united family is a fortified shield against extremism and deviation, and a safe refuge from threats and abduction. If a parent notices a sudden change in their child, a tendency toward harshness in character, extremism in thought and practice of religion, an inclination toward suspicious isolation from family and society, virtual or real companionship with someone extremist in their ideas or of questionable background, or influence from ideological concepts foreign to the norms of his own country, then let the parent first approach him with calm dialogue and wise guidance. If they see no benefit from their advice and guidance, it becomes obligatory to inform the relevant authorities to protect their beloved child. For as the Prophet ﷺ said, فإنما يأكل الذئب من الغنم القاصية. The wolf only devours the sheep that strays far from the flock. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O you who have believed, send blessings upon him and greetings of peace. O Allah, send your peace, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad, upon his family, his companions and the followers after them. Be pleased, O Allah, with all the noble companions. O Allah, make us believers in you, worshippers of you, moderate in our practice of religion, dutiful to our parents, and have mercy on them as they raised us when we were small, O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, preserve the United Arab Emirates, care for it with your protection, and encompass it with your safeguarding, O Lord of the worlds. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and women, the believing men and women, those who are living and those who have passed away. O believers, remember Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, and He will remember you. Be grateful to Him for His blessings, and He will increase you. I say these words of mine, and I ask Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhatul Quran, Abu Dhabi.